Welcome in, everybody, to our first episode of the Dental Practice Launch Podcast series on launching a scratch startup, documenting the journey. And I have been wanting to do this for quite some time. My guest, who I'll introduce you to here shortly, has been just, you know, absolute pleasure to document and work with. And I know that this is going to provide so much insight and value to our audience, particularly those who are in the middle of opening a startup or considering a startup practice. And this could also be relevant to anybody, you know, in an acquisition as well. So we're really going to use this series as a way to kind of peel back the layers of what goes into opening a brand new dental practice from the very beginning stages to that moment where you decide you want to be a practice owner to finding the real estate, the financing, the branding, the marketing, and all of the things that lead up to an opening. We're going to document that with our guest here. And I cannot wait for it because this is really like watching a child grow up is the way that I like to say, you know, the startup practice is. And so we're really excited for all of you following along on this. And we know that you're all going to really enjoy this series. So just to kind of cover a little bit of ground here for what to expect, this first episode, we're going to introduce you to our guest who is allowing us to kind of follow along on his journey and opening his first startup practice. We're also going to talk about all the different milestones and stages that he hits along the way. And it's not going to be all just, you know, roses. We're also going to talk about the challenges and the different roadblocks that maybe have popped up and how, you know, he's been able to navigate those along the journey. And the coolest thing about this series is it's going to be in real time. So we're going to be doing these interview catch-ups every couple of weeks. And so as things are happening and as things are developing, you're going to get that, you know, within like a week of it happening. So I'm really excited just really about this whole process. And I think it's just going to be a ton of fun. I'm going to learn a ton. I know that. Before we get, you know, in too deep here, I want to introduce our guest. So I have with me Dan Dienowitz on here. And Dan, of course, I'll let you kind of go in and talk a little bit about yourself and your journey and what's kind of led you to this point in your background. But I met Dan a few months back. Facebook Messenger always seems to be where connections and relationships first begin in the dental world. But, you know, Dan and I had kind of seen each other online. He notified me that he was going to be, you know, doing a startup practice. And he's working with a great group at Ideal Practices as well for that process. And so we're going to be bringing them in some of these future episodes. But here we are after, you know, about a year ago, maybe of meeting online, and Dan is full into this journey. So first off, Dan, thanks for allowing us to do this and sharing your story. And would love to hear just a little bit about Dan, the person, and kind of, you know, where you're at right now in life.
All right. What's going on, Shane? Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be a part of this. And just go along, you know, show everyone the process of what we've been going through. Gosh, where do I start? So, yeah. So my name is Dan, and I'm a pediatric dentist out of New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey. I am a Bruce Springsteen loving, Wawa loving New Jerseyite. And my wife and I have two kids, a 5-year-old and 1-year-old, and they are a bundle of fun. And I went to Rutgers University for undergrad, Rutgers Dental School, and then Rutgers for residency. So I really did stick myself in New Jersey, and I love it. So fist bump to New Jersey. So I've been out of residency for about 8 years, and I've been at an associateship up in Flanders, New Jersey, where I was very fortunate to learn a lot from my employer and mentor, Dr. Ed Sonnenberg. And I've had a lot of fun, but forever I have wanted to be a practice owner. And I knew that from the time I was in dental school. I didn't know how and when it was going to happen. And frankly, it took a little bit longer for me to get to that point. But now, standing where I am, I'm so happy that it happened the way it did. So
So let me ask you this, Dan. You know, when you were in dental school, was it always the vision, or did you have it in mind that one day I wanted to be an owner, or did that come at a point later in your life after practicing?
So in dental school, only knowing how to drill on plastic teeth, which every dentist will know what that means, I knew I wanted to be a practice owner, but I had no idea what that meant. As I went into my associateship, I got very comfortable. Again, I was very fortunate to have a good associateship and mentorship there. And I always wavered in between, do I really want to take the leap? I'm very comfortable right now, you know, making a good living. Maybe I should just do this for the rest of my life. And I went back and forth for a long time. During my residency, one of my professors gave me a piece of advice. He said, find where you want to live first, and then figure out where you want to practice, because you got to love where you live, and then you can figure out the rest of it. I really took that to heart. And my wife, who was my fiance at the time, you know, she really identified with that too. So while that piece of advice was the best piece of advice someone could have given me, it took me 8 years for us to figure out where we wanted to live. So so in the meantime, life happened. We had a great time, and we had our two kids. Skip forward to 2022. So we, you know, I was starting to get the itch again, and I had a lot of creative energy. I started seeing a lot of friends opening up their practices, and I had so many ideas that I wanted to bring out, and I just I couldn't contain it anymore. So I started listening to podcasts. I was talking to friends about what they did when they opened their practice. And I eventually, by complete chance, put into the podcast app, Startup Dental Office. And by complete coincidence, I landed upon the Ideal Practices podcast. And long story short, the rest is history. But there's a lot in between that moment and where we are today.
Yeah, so that was 2022 when you kind of, you said, start just at that moment, you said, okay, I can't take it anymore. I got to, you know, this is really it. And that's, everybody has kind of that pivotal moment, even if they thought that, yes, they wanted to be a practice owner, but there's a lot there, like you said, that can happen between, yes, I want to eventually own my own practice, to something triggering you to say, okay, this is the time to do it, right? This is the time to start that process. And so, you know, here we are, just maybe a little over a year, you know, after the fact, and now you're in the middle of, you know, full on practice, you know, coming together and getting all the different pieces with that. And we'll certainly be diving into all of those aspects of it. One question that I'm always just curious about is, did dentistry run in your family? Did you always just, like, why dentistry? What was it that led you down that path?
Yeah, so my father is a podiatrist, which is the complete opposite of what a dentist is, top to bottom. But all joking aside, I grew up knowing I wanted to be in healthcare. My dad just, you know, showed me what it meant to make a difference in people's lives through healthcare. I used to go to his office all the time, and just, I don't remember procedures he did, but I remembered how he made people feel. And everyone who walked in, he made them feel like, you know, he was their cousin or their, you know, or their son or their neighbor. And he always greeted everyone warmly. And it was never an act. I mean, my dad, and he's still practicing, he knows everyone. He has an incredible memory, like an elephant. And I just love that about him. And so that is something that I really try to emulate every day. So growing up adjacent to that really influenced me. And then so I have two siblings in dentistry, actually. And my older sister, she basically led the pack. She was influenced by our childhood orthodontist, who connected her with his wife, who was our professor at dental school. And basically, she went to dental school. I said, oh, that's a good idea. Looks like you're having a good time and you know, working towards something awesome. let me give that a try. The aha moment for me going into dentistry was in college when I got to do a 2-week internship program at the Rutgers Dental School called Gateway Dentistry. A lot of people in New Jersey are familiar with it. And for 2 weeks, you and 20 other college-age students, we get to experience all the different specialties, shadow dental students, shadow dentists, and really learn about all the nitty-gritty real life of being a dentist. And you got to also practice some hand skills, which was another thing that really attracted me towards dentistry. It wasn't just science and diagnosing and healthcare, but you're actually a surgeon and you get to use your hands every day. So it just seemed like the perfect combination for me.
Awesome. And now, what about pediatrics? So you choose dentistry and then you go into pediatric dentistry. What was it that triggered that to say, I want to work with, with teenagers and children and go down that specialty?
That's because I'm a glutton for punishment. No, so I had no idea pediatric dentistry existed as a specialty, actually, until about towards the end of my second year of dental school. I went in thinking I was going to be a general dentist, and that's great. And then right after I took my second year boards, I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do with this? I got to start making connections, got to start thinking about what I'm doing after dental school. I spoke to one of my trusted professors, actually a hygienist, and I was saying, what do you think I'd be good at? And she said, well, what kind of jobs did you have growing up? And growing up, I was a camp counselor for many years from age 14 through 21. I did it every year, rose to the ranks of head counselor, very proud of that. And no, but I had a lot of fun as a camp counselor. Worked with kids of all ages and did all the different things, being a counselor. And I just always had a good time with the kids, but also realized like what a difference you can make in their, in their day and their life. I also remember just when I was a kid, I still remember my counselors' names and the impact that they had on my personality. We're all like an amalgamation of like of the people that we meet, right? We take a little bit of personality from everyone. So so being a counselor, I knew I loved working with kids. And she said, well, why don't you go talk to Dr. Glenn Rosevac, who was my soon-to-be director of my pediatric residency program. Nicest guy in the world, someone who really influenced the way that I practice and how I talk to patients and families. And I started shadowing, and that's where it started.
Man, that's awesome. And, I mean, you definitely have the personality, to be a pediatric dentist as well, because it's something you do have to... I feel like you have to have a certain personality, and even, people who don't have that, will say, I just didn't have, didn't have the personality to work with kids and be able to provide, that type of, experience for them. And you nailed it when you said, as children, it's like, we're so moldable, right? It's like, we absorb so much, and there is just every little thing influences us. So I think that's really cool. And certainly, you've been able to experience that, and now create this vision for what you want your practice to be, and that really leads us now to this next portion. So 2022, like we talked about, really that pivotal moment, you said, this is it, this is the time to take action. So tell me about, what was that first action? You found the Ideal Practices podcast, and for those listening not familiar with Ideal Practices, they'll be involved in this series later on, but they are a group that helps dentists open startup practices, and we work really closely with them, and they do a wonderful job. But what was it? Did you listen to one podcast, several podcasts, and then did you go to their Startup Blueprint event? What was it that kind of was that next step in deciding that Ideal Practices was the right partner for you, moving forward to open this?
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I have about a 90-minute commute going and coming home from work. So so I have a lot of time for that kind of stuff. So started out with the Ideal Practices podcast, and then I just went down the rabbit hole of dental business podcast world. And, you know, there are so many out there. Early on, I came upon the Dental Practice Launch podcast and learned a lot there. A lot of different marketing podcasts out there that I just really enjoyed. And at first, I was just listening, absorbing, trying to take notes. And then, you know, eventually, months went by and I still was in that same spot, stuck. I was, you know, saying to myself and my wife, like, you know, I'm so excited for this. I have all these ideas written down. I just don't know what to do with it. We still haven't figured out where we're going to live. And then she said, all right, well, why don't you talk to Ideal Practices? You talked about them a lot. You know, they're a consultant. They do, you know, from beginning to end, soup to nuts, white glove, you know, service of walking you through the process. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to start that conversation until I have my life together. And at that point, we realized, you know what? Maybe we got to pull the trigger and then everything else will fall in place. So that's exactly what I did. I got on a what was supposed to be a 1 hour conversation with the representative from Ideal Practices. It turned out to be a 4 hour conversation. And she just spoke to me about what Ideal had to offer and, really made it clear that Ideal cares about startups. I mean, all they do is startups. That's all they do. And that's incredible. I mean, what a hyper-focused specialty. So so what I went ahead and did was I signed up for their Blueprint course, which they do about twice a year, usually in a very fun destination. And when I went, it was in Las Vegas, which I had never been to. So my wife and I had not been on a date alone since before our kids were born. And we said, this, you know what, let's just do this if for anything, just to have time alone. And we went and we just had the best time. The seminars by Ideal were so interactive, and I went in thinking, honestly, and being very candid, I went in thinking, this is going to be such a sales pitch. You know, I'm just going to go in there. They're going to be high pressure tactics. And I was proven wrong. It was really more of a discussion. They were giving their advice away, you know, for free. You know, just so many tips. If I had just gone to the seminar alone, I would have learned a whole lot. But I got to meet the team at the Blueprint course. And that's really what made me fall in love with them. So Ideal is not just one person. It is a team of several different, you know, specialists, hyper-focused in each part of the startup process. You got someone for the demographics. You got someone for the real estate. You got someone for helping you with finances with the banks. You got someone who's helping you with learning about the business of dentistry and so on. And there's so much that we can go on to. Which, you know, we'll talk about in future episodes. So the Blueprint course got me really hyped up. And then wouldn't you know it, about 1 month later, an opportunity fell in our lap. And that is the space where we found a opportunity for a new construction in the town next over from Voorhees, where we will be building our future home. So we're building a practice and building a home all at the same time. And it has been crazy and fun and nuts. And we can get more into that another time.
Yeah, that's a fantastic, you know, story there. So there you have it, folks. That's the origin story of you know, how this all kind of came about. And then, you know, as you know, you found the place that you're going to live and where you're going to practice, that's when things get real, right? That's when you have a practice name picked out. You have kind of a vision for, you know, what this practice could look like and what it could be like. And so go ahead, we're dying to know. So where will you officially be practicing? What city? And then what's the name of your startup?
All right. So after a rigorous studying of all the towns in the South Jersey area, we came upon a great opportunity to set up in Voorhees, New Jersey. For months, I had a Google's Doc where I came up with 40 different names, and I was just studying that which one would make sense. And then we figured it out. Are you ready? You ready? Drum roll.
Drum roll.
Voorhees Pediatric Dentistry.
All right, there we go. And so, if Shane puts on his marketing hat here for a second. Loves that, because from a, we're going to talk about this in later episodes. And for those of you who have followed along on this podcast before and have heard me talk marketing, from a Google search and just like a branding SEO side of things, it's like music to my ears, right? I love that. And not to say that you can't have some, practice name that has nothing to do with the city that you're in, but it does make it easier, if I'm being fully honest with you. It makes it a lot easier. And so, Voorhees Pediatric Dentistry in Voorhees, New Jersey. Now it's like, whoa, we're coming along here, right?
Yeah,
like
real.
we've got something in place. And so, you come up with that. Now tell us a little bit about, your timeline. And again, we're going to follow along this journey. But as of right now, do you have a estimated hopeful time of opening, whether it's summer, fall, whatever the case may be?
Yeah. So this was a really big day for me, actually. Today, I signed the lease on my space, which sounds very simple when it's said like that, but it involved about 3 months of negotiation and back and forth with landlords. So I'm so excited to say that. So from this day on, full steam ahead. We are hoping that we'll be open before June of this upcoming year. And I think with the team that I have, with me, I really think that we'll be able to make that. The summer is a real important goal, because in pediatric dentistry, summer is the busiest time, right? All the kids are off of school. So that would be a great time to hit the ground running.
Yep. So summer 2024 is the goal. As we're recording this, if somebody's catching this later on, we're recording this at the end of November 2023. Huge day signing the lease on the space. Did we plan that out? Maybe we did, just for this grand, premiere episode. We'll let the viewers kind of decide on the timing of that. But it worked out perfectly, to say the least. So, this is going to be awesome. So you all, you're going to get this from the very beginning here. This is where we're at. The lease has been signed. Now it's, everything that goes on from that point forward, that's going to be part of this journey that we're going to be documenting with Dan, with Dan's team, the vendors he's using, consultants. Like, we're going to full hands on deck and try to really show, what it takes to open a startup practice. And once he's open, we're gonna celebrate it in a big way too. Because let me tell you, time flies, and 6 months, 7 months down the road seems kind of like an eternity sometimes when you're excited for something, but it also flies by too. So it'll sneak up on us, but it's gonna be a ton of fun. So with that being said, on our next episode, we're going to talk with one of the people at Ideal Practices that Dan is working really closely with. And she's going to be able to fill us in a little bit on kind of the steps that's been taken to get to this point where we're at today, to get that lease signed, to finally, get the ball rolling there, and then kind of lay out the roadmap of what's next. What's the next, 4 to 6 weeks look like for Dan? What are some of those big milestones that we're going to have along that journey? And it's going to be super conversational. We're going to be, kind of talking through this together. And so one of the things that I would love for all of you to do, whether you're catching this on the podcast version, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or maybe you're catching the YouTube video, whatever the case is, I would love for you to go to our Crimson Media Group. So Dental Practice Launch Podcast, hosted by Crimson Media. go to our Crimson Media Facebook or Instagram. And if you have any questions for Dan throughout this process of, you know, what these beginning stages have looked like, you know, what are things he's most looking forward to? What are some challenges he's ran into? Send us a message and we'll, you know, get those questions and we'll answer those on our next episode. And that's something that I really want to do for everybody who's going through this or who's considering going through this. The best way to find out, you know, any of those questions that you have is to just ask. And this is a safe space to be able to do that. And we'll talk through those together. So definitely reach out through the Crimson Media social media pages, send us a message on there. And we'll make sure to get that addressed and answered in our next episode. And so with all of that being said, Dan, what's kind of the next step for you right now? What are you working on before we kind of close out this episode and move into the next? What's the big thing now that the lease has been signed?
Shane, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Yeah. So now that you have the lease signed, what's kind of the next piece here that you're most looking forward to in the immediate future?
Oh my God. Do you have a few hours? I've spent the past month not only negotiating the lease, but also assembling my team. And what I mean by that, besides Ideal, is hiring my general contractor, hiring an interior designer, and of course, you know, working with my marketing agency, Crimson. And we've been working already for about 2 months. And I'm really excited. The next part that I'm really excited about is putting together the brand, the logo, because right now that's all I have, and it's like the most exciting thing for me is you know, just to put that logo together and finally be like, this is me in an image. And the other thing I can't wait is just the build out, which will start in about 2 months or less, hopefully, and putting that vision together. So definitely in upcoming episodes, and I can't wait to talk to you about that.
Yeah, a little bit of a teaser here. The brand is going to take off. Let's put it that way. The brand is going to take off. It's going to you'll see what I mean. You'll see what I mean. Listeners here as we get into the future episodes. But that'll be a really cool piece, and we're definitely on our next episode talk a little bit about kind of the building, the space, some of the considerations looking at there, you know, at that side of it. And there's going to be so much information that we're going to be able to really dive deep into. I'm looking forward to that. So this is it. This is what we're going to be working on over the next several months. I can't wait to bring this to you, bring you more of Dan's story. And we're going to literally see a practice be built before our very eyes. And so definitely one thing that I want you all to do is, you know, if you're not already, subscribe to the podcast, follow along with the series. But the other thing that I would love for you to do is also go follow Dan on social media. And so Dan has a great presence on social media. That's something that he's really embraced and done an excellent job in creating, even during this early time of, you know, just getting things organized and together. And that's something from the marketing side we certainly appreciate, because really you should be building your brand, you know, several months before you're opening, ideally years even before you're opening, if we really break it down. But Dan, can you share with us, you know, how people can find you on Instagram and also your Facebook page? Because that's a great place for people to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. So on Instagram, you can find me if you search Dr. Dan, Your Kid's Dentist, or my name, Dan Dinowitz. And then on Facebook, it's going to be Voorhees Pediatric Dentistry. That's going to be our Facebook page. And, you know, you said about building your brand. Yeah, I've been building my brand for 8 years since I was out of residency. It's just no one knew about it. And then finally, when we got to this stage, I was trying to distill, what is my brand? What is Dr. Dan's brand? And it's a combination of being a corny dad and a unrequited actor. I was never an actor, but I think I probably could have been in an alternate life. And so that's the energy and vibe that I'm putting into my my social media presence. And let me be perfectly frank, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I have a good job pretending I do. And I'm having so much fun just making silly videos, education, entertainment. My wife, Michelle, has been such an awesome help with editing. She makes me look as normal as possible, despite the circumstances. So, yeah, you can find me at Dr. Dan, Your Kid's Dentist on Instagram. Thanks.
Yeah, and we'll tag that below in the show notes. So if you're driving right now, you can't type that in, don't text and drive. Just check out the show notes when you get where you need to be, and you'll be able to click the link there and follow right along. Dan, we're excited to document this journey, man. It's so much fun. Just already the couple of months that I've really gotten to work closely with you and our team. This is going to be special. It's going to be a special project. It means a lot to us. And I know that means so much to you. We're excited to just be a part of the journey and excited to bring along everybody else to kind of check it out, because there are people out there, you know, who are wanting to do this, who maybe are, you know, having doubts or second guesses just because they're not sure where to start. And hopefully, you know, this will kind of give people the confidence and, you know, that they need to take that next step and follow their dreams and pursue that. So that's what I'm really excited about. Thank you, everybody, you know, listening to this first episode. Follow along on this journey. We can't wait. We'll have a next episode out to you here in the next couple of weeks if you're catching this at the beginning, and can't wait to really share this journey. So, Dan, looking forward to it.